This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 12, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. We're only a week into the new year, and two major manufacturers of general aviation aircraft are already scaling back production schedules and giving notice of more impending layoffs. In November, Hawker Beechcraft laid off almost 500 employees, and Cessna announced it would cut 500 workers in Wichita and another 165 in Bend, Oregon. But a continuing downturn in the global economy is spurring further cutbacks. Wichita's KSNW-TV3 reports Hawker Beechcraft CEO Jim Schuster memoed employees on Thursday. Quote, "The general aviation market has slowed. New orders have fallen off considerably. Many existing orders have been terminated, and used inventory has increased dramatically. As a result, we're forced to substantially decrease our 2009 production levels and take the painful step of reducing our workforce accordingly," unquote. Cessna CEO Jack Pelton had similar news for his employees in a memo last week. Quote, "As the global economic crisis has continued to deepen, we have to further reduce the 2009 production schedule, and this will regrettably result in additional workforce reductions," unquote. Cessna has told the Wichita Eagle that the number of layoffs is expected to reach 1,000 or more. On Friday, Boeing announced employment at its commercial airplanes business unit is expected to decline by about 4,500 positions this year. The plane maker calls it an effort, quote, "to ensure competitiveness and control costs in the face of a weakening global economy," unquote. The reduction will bring employment to about 63,500. That's roughly the level it was at the start of 2008, before the plane maker ramped up to handle a record order backlog. Since that time, Boeing's been hit by slumping new orders and the threat of cancellations of existing ones as airlines around the world scale back plans which in hindsight now look overly ambitious. Boeing says the commercial airplanes division has begun a program to reduce overhead costs and discretionary spending, although normal attrition and a reduction in contract labor will account for some of the job reductions, layoffs of Boeing employees will also be involved. Hardest hit will be Washington State, with most of the cuts coming in the second quarter. Affected employees will receive 60-day notices beginning in late February. Boeing will support laid-off employees with some benefits and career transition services. Airlines are also continuing to trim. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports Delta regional operator Atlantic Southeast Airlines plans to furlough 80 of its pilots effective February 8th due to capacity cutbacks throughout the Delta network. ASA will offer voluntary retirements and leaves across the board. Pilots are the only workers subject to outright furlough so far. The ASA chapter of the Airline Pilots Association predicts the furloughs will last at least a year. The union will attempt to find jobs at other airlines for the affected pilots. In related news, 170 maintenance techs in American Airlines' primary overhaul base at Kansas City International Airport will be laid off this Friday, as part of Americans' plan to cut 1,500 jobs nationwide. Missouri's Liberty Tribune reports it could have been much worse. American originally planned to fire 600 workers at KCI. Voluntary layoffs and the recent addition of two new maintenance lines mitigated those job losses. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. NBAA warns Congress not to force businesses to give up their planes. The TSA gets an earful on the large aircraft security program, and the lawyers are jumping in before the ambulance has even cooled off. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about when slower is not safer. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.